Welcome to the Men's Life Line Academy, where we host men of action, men who felt like a zero until they recognize the hero within themselves, so that they can see the growth that they can do and take it a step further and help other men along their journey. Today, I got Ross Watkins on the podcast. Ross is a father of two. He's a youth sports coach and the founder of the Forge Men's Community. Ross, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, thanks, Zach. Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
No, I love hearing that, you know, you're a follower of Christ and you want to encourage others to follow Christ, to get healthy, get in shape, as you discussed off the show, where you kind of struggle with weight. So you know, I know a lot of people can relate to that, especially with the new year coming. A lot of people are already starting to set their goals and they want to have all that weight loss and they want to keep it off. And a lot of people have got that intention. So for people who don't know you, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, my husband, I've been married for about 13 years. I got a couple of kids, 7 and 9, and that keep me pretty busy, you know, with youth sports. And I also do I'm a catechist at church, so teach religious education, you know, there. Yeah, I work a 9 to 5. I've always been in leadership. I'm a, kind of a multi-unit site manager for a healthcare company. Oversee like 18 stores in the area. So, you know, kind of leadership is something that's always interested me and growing in that regards. And yeah, man, I'm definitely someone who kind of struggled with weight off and on, you know, all my life when I was younger. You know, never completely out of shape playing sports and stuff growing up. But, you know, as I got a little bit older and kind of got out of some of those avenues, mm-hmm. you know, started to not have maybe the best decisions and some of those things. And then, you know, woke up one day and decided that I needed to kind of make some changes, you know, from that regards. And then along the way, kind of reignited my faith. You know, in Christ, I've always been a believer, but, you know, kind of during that time in my life, I'd say things got a little stagnant. I've described myself as like a lukewarm Christian, during that time. I'm certainly not a man on fire, you know, with it. So, but yeah, I mean, that's a little bit, you know, overall about me.
Awesome. So what kind of helped you? What were some of the struggles you had with the weight loss? Like how you lose the weight, gain the weight back? I know this has been a lifelong struggle. So what kind of led up to that struggle?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, for me, like I said, I played a lot of sports growing up and that helped keep a lot of the weight off. And then I kind of got to college and, you know, started drinking a little bit and, you know, eating, you know, things I probably shouldn't, you know, from that regards. And, you know, and that kind of continued through my early 20s and honestly into like my 30s. Or just didn't have, you know, very good health choices. And like I said, I'd you know, I'd put on a little weight and then I'd get serious for a little bit and I'd lose 15 or 20 pounds. And, you know, then a few months, 6 months later or whatever, you know, I'd start going back to some of those old choices and habits and, you know, I'd put some of the weight back on and kind of yo-yoed up and down for a while. And then, you know, when, you know, started having my kids and it was kind of the same way, it didn't really change. And, you know, I wanted to be a good father, and for a lot of reasons I was, but certainly wasn't leading kind of in the health space. And then in 2020, when my daughter was 3 and my son was 5, my mom passed away from a heart attack, at like 67. So that was kind of a big wake up call for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I was sitting there kind of processing, you know, that and kind of taking a look at myself and, you know, kind of thinking that I'm probably going down the same path. Right. Sure. And so, you know, from there, that was kind of the big catalyst, right. It was just, you know, that kind of event where, you know, it kind of challenged me to slow down and really kind of look at myself and kind of what I was doing. So.
Well, it's unfortunate. Sometimes it takes that tragedy, especially losing your mom.
Yep.
I mean, were you two? Yeah, like, man, absolutely.
Yeah, my mom and I were, you know, I mean, we were close in some ways and other ways had some rocky relationships. My mom battled some depression and bipolar throughout her life. Wow. and had her own kind of struggle with weight. She was diabetic. And so, you know, as a kid and teenager, that was a hard thing to process, you know, kind of her own sort of mental challenges and different things that kind of came with that. So, you know, we had a good relationship. It wasn't horrible or anything, but certainly there was times that, you know, I didn't understand it, you know, and so not till I got a little bit older and, really started to look at it. And so, yeah, our relationship got better as I had my own kids and you start to understand what being a parent's like and, why your parents, sort of care a way that you don't understand as a teenager and stuff. But we had a good relationship. So definitely a big sort of catalyst for me just to kind of take a moment and kind of reflect on kind of myself and where I could be headed.
Oh, well, thank you for sharing that. Again, my condolences for your loss and everything, especially as that was part of your transformation journey of not wanting to be a diabetic and trying to keep that weight off. So kind of what led up to, I know you're huge on fitness and faith. So what was the catalyst also for building those two bridges together? That people don't always discuss those two.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, I honestly, I started kind of as just a weight loss journey and a fitness journey. I remember after this, happened with my mom, I kind of was sitting there. I remember sitting in my office and, kind of thinking about what I need to do. So I started eating healthy again, exercising a little bit, and I probably lost like 10 or 15 pounds. And was feeling all right, but kind of just didn't want to have the same sort of yo-yo effect. And so I reached out to Jack Colson, who's a guy on here on Twitter and who does online fitness coaching, and started working with Jack and kind of losing some more weight and kind of getting some healthier habits along the way. And I'd say, man, Jesus just met me in that place, to be honest. I needed sort of some of the physical transformation, and that's where my kind of my journey started. And as I started to feel better about myself, when I started getting around other men that were taking care of their bodies, but also more vocal in their discipleship of Christ, I really started to kind of think about those next steps, right? It was great to be healthy and to lose weight and to start exercising and you start feeling better as you exercise, right? You kind of get those endorphins and stuff kicking in and there's always that that piece that makes you feel good, but kind of just felt like there was something missing. And so I started reading my Bible more, every day. That kind of became a daily practice for me. And so from there, the ball just started rolling, right? And I think, for me, I think they go kind of hand in hand. I think that Christ is working in a lot of men in that way right now. I think for a while there was this view in modern society of sort of the kind of Ned Flanders-y, Christianity sort of way it gets painted at times. And there wasn't always, strong men that were, that are working out, that are building their bodies, that do, quote unquote, masculine things, right? And so I think there's more and more a movement in that where, there's a lot more men, especially on the online space, that are kind of sharing their journeys, right? That want to take care of their selves, lead their families, and know that comes through Christ. So like I said, I think Jesus just kind of met me there, man. That's where I was at. And he put a couple of people in my life that were pretty vocal about their faith and kind of just reignited a spark for me to kind of dive back down that path.
No, it's awesome. Yes, you do see that a lot in X, where people are coming together and trying to promote healthy bodies and healthy minds and spirits. And so what led you to create the Forge Men's community?
Yeah, man. So for me, as I mentioned, I started getting around a few guys like Nate Norman and Mike Shift and some others. And, the more I was around people that were on a similar journey, with myself, kind of the easier it became, right? And so I continued to kind of to think about that, right? Kind of feeling that I was certainly stronger and easier for me when I had other men that were on the same path. Some were further along the path than me, and some were at the same spot, some might have been behind. And so started thinking about it more and more. And then also kind of realizing that for men, sometimes finding these things in our local communities, I think they're there. But I think it's maybe harder for men to ask for help sometimes, in the local setting, because there's a little more vulnerability to that, than someone that you may meet, through the online space, for whatever reason. So, started thinking about that and just wanted to contribute back to men that were maybe in that same spot. I mean, I know there's people that are probably just like me that maybe stumbled into, a certain way in life. I felt like I was just kind of going through the motions. Things weren't bad. I wasn't at any sort of rock bottom per se. But I just didn't really feel like I was kind of living up to my potential. I think there's, a lot of men that happens to, especially to become a father. You adjust to, all of those things that come along with that, and trying to take care of your family and lead your family, and then you don't always take care of yourself, right? And so, yeah, I mean, I wanted to kind of just give back to men, and kind of felt like, doing it in an online space was a good way to kind of connect with some people, and again, surround myself with people that, are there. So I feel like I lead the community, but I certainly learn from the people that are in it, right? Each and every day there's things that I'm picking up from them as much as they're picking up from me, hopefully. So that was kind of the precipice for it.
Well, that's what's awesome about online communities is that you can learn something from everybody. You might be the founder, the leader of the group, that doesn't mean you know everything. And it takes a lot of humility to take time to learn something from somebody else who maybe knows a little bit more about fasting, how to end a fast, how to take care of yourself, build in those schedules and help somebody else. And that's the best way to go about is people helping people.
100%, man. I'm a big believer that we're stronger together. Yeah, I mean, everyone has a sort of a role, right? I mean, everyone has a different bit of knowledge, some sort of encouragement, right? It's not always knowledge, right? We all have different gifts that we're given. And man, when those come together, it really does create, a much easier sort of platform for growth, in my opinion, right? And so there's, I have a guy now in my current group who's a pastor. And so when we talk about, certain things from faith and the Bible, man, he has just a wealth of knowledge that I don't, right? I've been reading the Bible for a few years and some different things. And so I feel like I'm growing in that area, but, he spent, a lot more time, in that. So, he brings that. And then I have some other guys that are, well into the fitness space and different things. And, so they have different talents. And then, like I said, you kind of come together to answer questions, support each other, and just kind of grow for the common goal. So.
Nice. That's awesome. Where do you host your community group? Like Discord, school?
Yeah, so we use a Telegram chat for kind of daily communication. Then we have a weekly call where we jump on. We jumped on last night. This week we're kind of, you mentioned fasting, but that's kind of what we're talking about this week. And we'll kind of look at some of the couple of verses from the Bible that talk about fasting, and then kind of relate that to, kind of how kind of current times and masculinity in our lives. Kind of go through that. And so we started a fast. We're going to do like a 40-hour fast, to we started basically last night. We'll go through the day and then, into tomorrow. And some guys have done it before, and there's others that have never hit 24 hours, in something like this. And so it's pretty cool to see, and see people kind of grow and ask for help, or support in it. And so yeah, man, but it's a lot easier to do it when you're doing it with someone else, right?
Oh, absolutely. Especially if you barely made it through a 24-hour fast. So just getting into that ketosis and to hit a 40-hour. I mean, a lot of times that's where you hit the most hunger pains is that 24-hour where you have gone through a whole day without eating and body hasn't adjusted to it.
Yeah, we definitely talked about that last night, for some of us. And if you can get through that 24-hour period, all right, I think it gets, I won't say easier, but you do start to kind of adjust and lock in my experience. There are times when that want and desire comes back for food. But definitely that 24-hour piece is one for a lot of us that kind of sneaks up on you. You feel like you're doing pretty good, and then something about it, probably both physically, but also I think psychologically, kind of creeps in there at times. So, but it'll be a lot of a lot of good growth for us. And like I said, there's one guy in particular who's never done it, and he's pretty excited to try it. He's like, I've tried before. I've never really succeeded in getting past 24 hours. So we're excited to help him through that.
No, it's awesome. I'm sure he's going to need a lot of support, especially to get through it, especially if you go through the whole day. I mean, you can be distracted at work, but then someone brings in food at work, or you got dinner
Yeah.
cooking and like you have to see all that food. That's where like it starts to salivate. It's like, wow, that looks good.
Yeah, dinner cooking is the tough one for me, man, with kids. If I, sometimes my wife cooks dinner, sometimes I do, depends. But when I'm if I'm fasting and I gotta cook it, man, that's where it's hard for me. That's a one I have to really kind of lock in, because you want to pick at it or taste it or whatever. But we're focused on the kind of the health benefits of it too, but we're also kind of challenging ourselves to lock into to the Lord and pray during those times, and kind of grow spiritually through it, right? So
Right.
be a good chance to do that. And when you feel those sort of tugs to need to deny yourself, right? There you can lean into the Lord during those times. So that's kind of our plan anyway. We'll see how it goes for everyone.
Well, I'd love to hear that. How many people could be, completed the program, that fast, and then how many people just need a little extra help to get through that last couple of hours?
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, it'll be good. So, I'm pretty confident in that group. They're all pretty excited about it. So, that's also part of it, right? When you get a little excitement and a little energy into something, it makes it seem a lot easier and certainly doable.
Well, especially when you don't do it alone and you have a community that's backing you up to handle, help you through all that psychological and emotional changes that you could be making through and having to endure and persevere through it. And to still not only have that, but to still look high energy and that something's like wrong with you. Because sometimes if you have anemia, you have a tendency, people sometimes might have a tendency of going like, oh man, people look like, are you okay? It's like, yeah, I'm okay. So to still look that like a be positive influence, especially when people always kind of watching you. Sometimes people will say, how will you respond to this? How will you handle this conflict? How will you grow from this conflict? So really how our attitude and mindset is really determines what brings people closer away from, in this case, Christ and the fitness in the gym.
Yeah, man, I think to your point, man, a lot of it is about your outlook on things. I like to think that your perspective's your reality, like it or not, right? How you view things is what you how you feel, right? I think you touched on a couple things. I mean, I think that stuff gets, easier, right? When you lean into Christ and you lean into taking care of your body and doing some of those healthy habits, man, your perspective on a lot of stuff changes. That's kind of been a big one for me across my journey, is just changing my outlook to a little bit more of gratitude, and focusing on kind of the good parts of what we have, and then also, man, just realizing that we all have struggles. That's the one thing about when you get around other men that are a little bit more honest and vocal about things, is you do figure out that social media and some of the stuff you see, it points kind of a rosy picture all the time, but in reality, that's not always the case, right? And so there's times that I fell, even in some of my own challenges that we've created, depending on what's going on in my life. And so being able to be vulnerable and talk about it, is how we grow. But a lot of it is, like I said, just about positivity and mindset, and knowing that even though you fall down or you kind of hit a plateau, you got to get a chance to get back up and keep going, man. And that's part of what I think about, kind of this men's community in general, and just the online space, right? I think there are so many people that are sharing some of those struggles, and also the positivity and how they're coming back from them, that it's kind of a beautiful thing, man, to see, and to kind of get people to be a little bit more honest, about where they're at.
Well, and creating that space for honesty too. where you have to, as a leader, be example of showing some level of vulnerability where you may not have to, completely correct in a situation, and having that openness to be corrected. So that's where men, we see through action, right? So if we see someone who's being vulnerable and open, and then at the same time still working on those changes, that's where we really tend to support them and encourage them to continue to make those levels of improvements or have another perspective. And it's a little bit harder where you have to put, whether it's social media or in life, from this persona that you have it all together. Because if people knew the real you, as people tend to say, would they even like you?
Yeah, man, I think that's a great point. I think it's easy, to your point, to get kind of caught up in, what you want people to see. And I think we chatted about this, before. It was just kind of like, I think that's why people feel more vulnerable sometimes in sort of the online setting. Because you don't have to go to the grocery store and see that person, or you don't come across them, at church, or you don't come across them at your kids, soccer or football game or whatever. So, but I think the more we are sort of open and honest about it, the more we see that we often struggle with a lot of the same things. And especially as men, I think, that there isn't always an outlet to that. And sometimes it feels like, the world is sort of on your shoulders, to lead your family and provide and to have, answers and solutions. I think as men, we're sort of wired a lot of times that way, to think like, hey, there's a problem. I gotta fix it, or I gotta have the solution for it. And that can be a tough weight to bear. And so, yeah, just having those outlets to be your authentic self. That's one thing that, I've learned in kind of just through work and working in leadership. My boss does it one way. Some of my peers do it a different way. Doesn't mean it has to be the way that I go about things. Right. And people respect you for being you, and if you see the people that are most successful, a lot of times in business or even online or wherever, right, it's because they truly are just themselves, right? And people gravitate to that authenticity. So we've all got the good, the bad, and the ugly. Sometimes we just got to be a little more open about sharing it. So
yeah, and that's the key thing, is learning how much to share too, how much to disclose. Because as you mentioned, just like your local community, how many people will be like, go to social media and I'll have you two get an argument. How many times have we seen that, where someone has someone on something and then there's this beef or this argument between two people, and sometimes people discuss it, sometimes people don't, and then it's like, yeah, that person's not who you really think they are. It's like, so is that person. So it's like you don't really know the truth of what behind, just things that keep, the fire growing versus being resolved.
That's a tough one, I think. Especially on social media, I get a little bit, I won't say frustrated, but I see a lot of stuff on there where people are kind of arguing about silly things. And I just try to stay out of those things. But, even within the Christian community, man, there's a lot of different beliefs and things. Man, it's sometimes sad that we're all followers of Christ, but we're kind of focused on all of our differences, as opposed to our commonalities, man. So.
Yeah, you see people, even I've seen this from, other people who are Christians, will say, you should bully or shame someone into getting in healthy and being fit. And however, you don't know if someone has, especially if you've been in the medical field, more on the leadership side of it, like how many people have a condition, whether it be diabetes or what's the other one that a lot of people struggle with? Thyroid. People have that thyroid issue, where losing weight, it's not the same.
Yeah, man, I think, we all have different, things, and you forget to kind of put yourself in other people's shoes.
Right.
And it's a hard thing to remember, because sometimes you just want to fire back with your own thoughts, or your own ideas. We don't always slow down, I think, to kind of consider, where other people are coming from. And if we did that, right, we'd probably all be a lot better off.
No, most of them, because if you look how Jesus lived, he mostly just asked questions. So he never really got into arguments per se. He just said, well, why do you want to live that way? Like, what are you getting out of it? You know, why do you think you're serving God this way? Like, where in the scriptures does this prove to be true? And it was a little bit harder back in the times when not many people could read and write, so a lot of people trusted what an authority figure kind of said. And we kind of can see that today, how many people are really opening up the Bible, let's say in this case, and just double checking. It's called, there's a Greek word called berean, which means to study, to look into, to investigate, to have a reason for something.
Yeah, man, that's a great point. I mean, I think it even happens now. I mean, I think we're sort of programmed to get our information quickly. I saw someone post something about this on X the other day. It was just, that some people will develop their whole kind of idea system on a 10-second TikTok video or whatever. I hadn't really thought about it, but I think it really is sort of a kind of a great point about what you're talking about, man. It's like, we have all these different avenues to receive information, and it's so quick and so free flowing sometimes. That we just gravitate to taking that, kind of that view of it, and not really doing the work ourselves, to kind of develop our own kind of thought process or to prove it out or, like you said, so.
Well, it takes a lot more work to work things out, to have a reason for things. Unfortunately, in the world of social media, where our attention span is really decreasing, where we're not taking that time to really investigate. And I know Robert Greene talks about this. I remember he was studying, Greek or Latin, and he was trying to translate this passage. And he spent hours trying to translate this, and he takes it to his professor says, "You're close." And in this case, he got excited, like, "Wow, I was close. I just had to work on the translations, maybe decipher things, maybe just take a little bit more time." So he got excited. So this is a guy who spent hours studying and looking into things, and now a lot of times for us, it's like 5 minutes, it's like 2 hours.
Yeah, I mean, I think our attention spans are getting shorter and shorter
Yeah.
at times, man.
It
And
doesn't help we can watch 100 TikToks in like 10 seconds. I mean, I haven't been on TikTok in years. I was kind of when it first came up, and I kind of got off it. And
yeah,
so now
I
it's
stay away
like,
from TikTok, but I've seen plenty of reels and everything else, man. And yeah, to your point, it's it can be, sort of overload, right? And it, those things are, I mean, they're created in general, the apps and stuff to grab our attention, and so they're good at it, man. That's what they're programmed to, to do. And so, I mean, I get myself, kind of the same way, right? I mean, I find myself on social media sometimes too much, and distracted too many times, and that's some of the one of the kind of things I learned throughout, kind of my fitness journey. It's like, time was always my number one excuse. I don't have time to do it. I don't have time to do this. I don't have time to do that. I don't have time to read my Bible, right? And I didn't really find any more time, right? You just have to start saying no to some of the things that are eating up your time, right? So, yeah, I probably get up a little bit earlier now than, than what I used to get some of it in. So I'll get up and, either work out or read my Bible, go for a walk or whatever. Kind of my kind of set sort of pillars that I'll make sure I get done. But man, yeah, then you go turn on the phone and you look at how much time you spend on there at different times, or even whether it's Netflix or, watching footballs on football on Sundays, these different things. And so when you really take a kind of an honest look at yourself, man, there's time to get done, what you want to get done. You just got to make the choice. And so that was kind of a big learning for me, right? When I have bad habits, it was a lot about, making just bad choices. Not that I didn't have, time, or I didn't have the right genetics, or these different things, a slow metabolism, whatever you want to, kind of excuse you want to think of. When we look at it, it's just, you make poor choices sometimes, and we gravitate to the easy and to the comfort zone, and that's where, you kind of get into those times where you're kind of going through the motions, or things get kind of off track. And so just slowing down and being honest with yourself, man, has been one of the biggest things I've got to kind of stop and do sometimes is, you know, review where I'm at and, you know, where I'm giving my time and my energy. Cause they don't always align with what you think your values are, man. So it's easy to think you have a kind of a, you know, an idea of what you stand for and what you want to be. And then when you really kind of get into the nitty gritty, you're not always, you know, following those things all the time. So.
No, it's really well said. Do you follow Zach Kamel by chance?
I do.
So I don't know if you saw him post on like Sunday night for like all the football games when him and his kid were, they had a game plan talking about strategies and, you know, he was going to every point or every conversion, something like that. He was going to be the walking. His kid was going to do push-ups for every point or something like that. So even if you want to watch a football game, you can still exercise. And kind of reminds me back when I knew a few people in ROTC in college, where because they were in ROTC with kind of getting ready to go into the military and things like that, where they had to do push-ups for every time we score.
Yeah, man, I saw that post. I think it's a great idea. You know, and whether it's push-ups, whether it's just, you know, it could be air squats. Could just be walking. That's another one for me that, you know, I've tried to do. You know, not necessarily watching football, but you know, if I've got to make some phone calls for work, man, I'll try to just take some of those outside. You can't do all of them out there, but you know, but you just find ways to build movement into your, you know, kind of your daily routines. And you know, I'll do that too sometimes, right? Because I've got a home gym and TV's not too far from it, right? So, you know, if I want to watch some of the game, then yeah, I'll throw on the game, but I'll also kind of get my workout in. And you can kind of, you know, you can, there's enough downtime in there that you can kind of still say, see what's going on, but also, you know, enjoy getting something else in, you know, on that. So I thought it was a great idea by Zach. And, you know, the more you include your kids, I mean, that's another great part about it is, you know, the more you include your kids in those things, you know, the better off they're going to be. If all they ever see is dad sit on the couch and watch football, and they want to gravitate to that, right? And my son plays football, and he loves watching football with me too, don't get me wrong. And we'll spend some time doing that. But, you know, you also have to kind of introduce them to those other things, whether that's, you know, weightlifting or, you know, other sports or just kind of getting outside. We'll go out at halftime and you know, throw the ball around or whatever.
Oh, nice.
You know, if we're going to watch and do those things. But, yeah, man, you just got to kind of build those kind of daily things into movement. And I think that's the big key is, you know, people think it has to be, you know, some big grand plan sometimes. And sometimes it's just using the time you have, you know, a little bit more thoughtfully and intentionally. You know, that reminds me, like, so my son usually has, you know, soccer practice, and that's one of the things I do there is I'll usually ruck or run for the first half of practice. I don't coach a soccer team, coach some other sports, but so, you know, I'll go and I'll throw on the ruck and walk around the soccer field and I can, you know, I can watch, but also get, you know, some steps in and, or I'll go run for, you know, the first 20 or 30 minutes and then come back and watch. And yeah, cause I'm going to drive over there and I'm going to be there and, you know, I want to be involved in supporting him. But I don't have to sit there and sit on the sideline and stare at my phone and scroll, you know, cause that's what tends to happen. Sometimes when we get there, I see a lot of other parents, you know, just get distracted by that. And they probably don't even mean to, right? You get a text message from one thing. And then next thing you know, you're on some other app. Or you're, you know, scrolling something else. And so just kind of finding, you know, ways to be a little more, you know, intentional about what we do and the time we do have.
So have you like encouraged any other parents to go walk with you? So that way you're not necessarily walking by yourself and just having a conversation and just trying to get off the phones.
Yeah. I've had, I have a couple guys that'll run with me sometimes. So yeah, that kind of the same way. And sometimes it's through encouraging him. Sometimes it's just leading by example. You know, one of them reached out to me. It was just like, hey, and you know, we've gotten to know each other through this, you know, your kids play together. And so you see each other all the time. And so we've gotten to know each other a little bit anyway. And he was like, hey, just, was like, hey, you're gonna run, you know, on Monday night. And I'm like, yeah, I'll definitely run. And so, you know, he joins in and, We've done that, and we actually had dinner over the weekend. My wife and his wife, and I recently just did a marathon, and that was another thing. He's like, yeah, he's in great shape, to be honest, but he doesn't run a lot, and so he's like, hey man, maybe maybe I'll do the next one. I'm like, if you want to do it, let's go. Like I said, you just kind of, part of it's encouraging others, I think, is great, and sometimes it's just meeting people by, by kind of leading by example. So I think both work, right? And probably depends on the person, and what you're comfortable with, and also the person that you're kind of talking to. So, and I think, both are kind of needed, when you do it. So.
No, you definitely have a lot of leadership traits to you to encourage people, to upload people. I mean, that's all signs of a great leader.
Yeah, well, thanks, man. Like I said, I've been around a lot of leadership through work a lot, and kind of wanted just to give back in a different way. When I lead at work, unfortunately, in some ways, you're leading what you're, sometimes your company or what's being cascaded down, right? Sometimes you're really passionate about those things, and sometimes you're less passionate about those things. And this is a chance to kind of, to help and give back and lead in a way that I am passionate about, right? And I do sort of need, or see a need, for this space, because I was there, right? When I think about this, like I'm really just talking to myself from, 4 or 5 years ago, a lot of times, whether that be something I post or, something I do and work in the community. It's just where I was at, and someone helped me along the way, and so I'm trying to inspire some others to do the same thing a little bit, man. And if we can do that, then we'll all get better, and things will get kind of easier for us. So.
Well, and that's really the words of again, a great leader is someone who can be like, listen, I've been there. I understand. I know the mindset. I know the attitude. I know the behaviors of where you want to go with this. Trust me, I've been there. Let me show you another way. And that's what Fresh is all about. Let me show you another way of living.
Yeah, and I think, man, that's I would encourage people to share. I think sometimes, we don't always feel like, you don't feel like an expert per se, right? Or you kind of have that desire to say, oh man, I need to be an expert at this. And by no means, there are plenty of fitness coaches that have been working out longer that, probably have more knowledge than me about fitness, absolutely, right? But a lot of them haven't been, 40 pounds overweight. And so, there's something I can share, right? On that, because I've experienced it. And so, you just have to kind of, open yourself up to share what you do know. And realize, like I said, you don't have to be an expert about all of it, man. That's the great part about, as we kind of talked about earlier, we all have sort of experiences, and that's what makes us unique, and talents. And the more we can just give a little insight to what we do know, it probably will help someone, right? So.
And that's the whole key point. That's the whole point of this podcast, just helping one person at a time, one man at a time who is kind of lost, doesn't know where to go. And so as we kind of wrap up today, what's like a statement, a minute, if you will, that you'd want to speak into someone today?
And I guess a couple things. One, it's never too late to change. And so if you've kind of stumbled into a spot that you're not sure how you got there, or even if you do know how you got there, but if you feel like you're just going through the motions, it's really never too late to wake up and make those changes. It gets said a lot, but it's the truth, man. I'm 40, plus years old. I did not take my fitness and my health seriously till I was about 38, to be honest. And I continue to grow and challenge myself in new ways that are great, but also surprising to me sometimes. If you'd asked me if I would run a marathon 10 years ago, I would have just absolutely laughed at you. Would not have been something I would even have considered or thought I was capable of doing, to be honest. And here I am, find myself doing that. And then I would say the second thing, man, is, kind of along the same lines is, no matter how long you've kind of like been away from Christ or your faith, man, Christ is always there. He'll meet you, when you're ready. I think, we sometimes think about, just all of our flaws or the things that we haven't done or our shortcomings. And, the more you kind of read the Bible, one of my favorite themes is just there's so many flawed people throughout the course that Jesus and God come in and do great things through and with, man. So we've all got flaws. We've all probably turned our back at different times on Christ and living like Christ. But don't give up and don't focus on those things when you're ready. He's ready. So, and kind of, be willing to meet you where you're at, and however you are. So,
No, it's well said. It's never too late. We're all flawed. Just do the best you can every day. So
absolutely, man.
you guys gotta check out Ross. I mean, he's a great guy. We got to know each other just a little bit more over the last couple of weeks. So go check him out. If you're interested in being a part of other men who need some help community, go check out his Forged Men's community. So that way you can forge your life to a new way of living. And if you need another support group, we got the Men's Lifeline Academy Discord group, where we meet weekly on Monday nights at 8 p.m. EST, where we also help you encourage you to live the life best possible. And don't forget to follow Ross. All his socials will be in the description below. And give him a shout out and saying, hey, I'm in the same boat too. So go out and live the best life you can by being a man of action, not inaction, and take your life to the next level. And I hope everyone has a blessed day.